Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Cincinnati, Ohio. A group of scientists make a mockery of biblical creation. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Recently, a group of paleontologists toured the Creation Museum and said that they were offended by the way in which evolution, their life's work, was under attack, referring to the museum as a monument to scientific illiteracy. The scientist said the Creation Museum, the work of Ken Ham and his organization Answers in Genesis, the museum was like Sunday school with statues. The visiting scientist said that creationism is a theory not supported by most mainstream Christian churches, and it presents a literal interpretation of the Bible. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for a Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Scientists who say that the Creation Museum is an offense to their life work as evolutionists are actually confirming the Bible and setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. During a recent trip to the Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio, a group of paleontologists not only were offended by the literal interpretation of the biblical creation story, but mocked out the very thought that there is a God, an intelligent designer, that created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. These so-called scientists said that a literal interpretation of the biblical account of creation was an attack on their life's work in evolution. The truth be known, that is correct. The Bible does attack the theory of evolution and reveals that it is a religion, a philosophy that can only be accepted by faith. True science is personal observation of an event and the ability to reproduce the event, which is not the case in the origins of man. It is a fact that creation must be accepted by faith. Belief in the biblical account from the only one who did actually observe creation and can replicate it, and that would be God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 says these pseudoscientists would indeed be willfully ignorant of God's work in creation, and more so as we approach the time of the Lord's return. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4. The theory of evolution and those that propagate it are indeed setting the stage for Jesus to return and for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...